your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Staples CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there, we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You call in, you bring up anything. It is another live edition of the program. When many shows take Christmas week off, we're here bringing you live content every single night, so don't hesitate to get on the phones and get interactive. Let's start things out by talking about this recent Ron Paul controversy. I just love the Ron Paul campaign. It just keeps getting better and better. Now, Nick, did you see the interview with Tim Russert over the weekend?
I did.
First of all, it was a good interview. Ron got to really get into some of the issues, and Tim Russert threw some pretty, you know, relatively difficult questions his way. But one of the questions that came up ended up somehow spinning off into the Civil War, interestingly enough, and that gave Ron Paul the opportunity to come out and tell the truth about Abraham Lincoln, which, of course, shocked Tim Russert, and apparently it shocked more than just Tim Russert. Many people that were watching that, including others who are in the media, have basically spent the good part of this week trashing on Ron Paul as a result of that. Were you aware of this?
Oh, I was, yeah. And I think Ron defended his points pretty well. I mean, considering that it's a viewpoint that most people haven't heard before.
Right.
I think he did a pretty good job of explaining it.
I saw an episode of the Tucker Carlson show, not the whole thing, but the relevant portion, where the fill-in guy had two people on as guests, and all three of them just spent 5 minutes trashing on Ron Paul because he was, how dare he insult Honest Abe, right? I mean, they were just, basically all they were doing was just spouting off the propaganda that they were spoon-fed while they were in government school and acting as though, you know, this is blasphemous for Ron Paul to take the position he did. And of course, the position he took was that if we wanted to end slavery, and that's purportedly what the Civil War was supposed to be about, of course, you and I know better.
Well, it was a part of it.
It was a factor, for sure. But if it were really true that they had wanted to end slavery, they could have done it without fighting a war. They could have, as he suggested, Ron Paul suggested, bought the slaves' freedom. Would have been probably cheaper. Certainly wouldn't have resulted in hundreds of thousands of people, their demise. So I don't really understand why that's an unreasonable suggestion. And then Ron Paul also juxtaposed our Civil War against the rest of the world and said every other country has gotten rid of slavery without fighting a war. Why was it necessary here? And, of course, Tim Russert didn't have an answer to it, and none of the hosts that were trashing on Ron Paul really had anything to say about that point. They just were just outraged. They wanted to be indignant.
Yeah, I mean, at least he answered honestly, because I have heard Ron Paul say the same things in the past. At least he didn't change his position on
right.
it just for the sake of changing it. But I do have to wonder if this is going to affect his standing in the polls at all.
You think?
I don't. I don't think it's that radical of a notion. Maybe
they certainly tried to paint it that way. They tried to make it sound just awful for him to do that.
I don't know. He might even pick up. I mean, a lot of people don't watch the news day to day enough to catch that every little comment that's made.
Oh, sure.
And maybe he'll even pick up some points in South Carolina.
Maybe so. I wanted to share this blog entry from the Lou Rockwell blog in relation to this. It's from Thomas DiLorenzo, who, as you may be aware, wrote a book about Abraham Lincoln called The Real Lincoln. He says that Joe Scarborough's stand-in on the Morning Joe television program, David Schuster, once again has tried to smear Ron Paul and once again reveals his ignorance in doing so. This morning, Ron called in to correct the lies that various neocons like Schuster have been spreading about what he said to Tim Russert about Lincoln and his war. Schuster adamantly claimed that Ron had embarrassed himself by claiming that Lincoln did not invade his own country to free the slaves. But it's Schuster who's embarrassingly ignorant of his own history. In fact, it would be hard to find a single American historian with any credibility who would argue that in 1861 an invasion of the southern states was launched to free the slaves. Schuster is not only unaware of what's written in my book, The Real Lincoln, but also of what's in almost all other books on the war. Slave owners in the border states occupied by the U.S. Army were allowed to keep their slaves. Whenever any of Lincoln's generals, such as General Fremont, took it upon themselves to emancipate some slaves early in the war, Lincoln rebuffed them, reversed their decisions, then demoted the generals. The Emancipation Proclamation itself very specifically exempted all areas of the country that were controlled by the U.S. Army. guaranteeing that no slaves would be emancipated by the proclamation. So it's just it was just a shell game, a political, essentially, magic trick, if you will. He was just fooling people.
Well, and the Emancipation Proclamation was designed to get the southern states to re-enter the Union by a certain date, and that way they would be allowed to keep,
the slaves. Uh-huh. In his first inaugural address, Lincoln referred to the proposed Corwin Amendment to the Constitution that would have prohibited the federal government from ever interfering with slavery. He said that he already held the legality of slavery to be implied constitutional law and, quote, I have no objection to its being made express and irrevocable by enshrining slavery explicitly in the Constitution. So Abraham Lincoln did not care. He didn't care about freeing the slaves. His issue was keeping the Union together. His issue was keeping the southern states in this, what was supposedly originally a voluntary agreement.
Well, even the North and the Northeast believed in secession up to the point of the Civil War.
Mm.
And it was really, from the history reading I've done, the reason that people in the North really were willing to go to war against the South was that the South did essentially fire the first shots against Fort Sumter.
This is true.
But prior to that, there wasn't really much preparation for war. It didn't seem like there was really the willpower to keep the South in the Union through bloodshed.
Not only that, but it was Lincoln working with William Seward who orchestrated the passing of that amendment through the U.S. Senate. Even Lincoln worshipper Doris Kearns Goodwin documents all of this in her book, Team of Rivals. Schuster, of course, knows nothing about all this, nor does anyone else in the media, apparently. In my August 22, 1862 letter to newspaper editor Horace, or in an August 22nd letter to newspaper editor Horace Greeley, Lincoln explained the purpose of the war. Quote, my paramount objective in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or destroy slavery. These are Lincoln's words. He continued, if I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps to save the Union. He was using the slaves at best.
Or using the idea of abolition to promote the war in the North where abolition was a popular idea.
Mm-hmm.
But
just another politician.
But there was plenty of racism in the North, too. I mean, many Northerners weren't morally opposed to slavery.
He said, this back to Thomas DiLorenzo says, of course, in reality, he destroyed the voluntary union of the states that was established by the founders. The U.S. Congress concurred with Lincoln's statement. In 1861, it issued a proclamation saying that the purpose of the war was not interference with the rights or established institutions of those states that had seceded, i.e. slavery, but to preserve the union with the rights of the several states, including slavery, unimpaired. It's an ugly truth, says DiLorenzo, but it is the truth. And it's also something that people like David Schuster in the mainstream media are completely unfamiliar with.
Right. I mean, anyone who's gotten past, say, high school level history should probably and has done some own research on the Civil War should be able to tell you that slavery was one part of what led up to the war, but states' rights were a big part of it. And the fact that one of the main reasons the South left wasn't that they felt slavery was threatened, because the North didn't have the right number of congressmen to pass an amendment.
It was taxation.
It was tariffs on the South,
right.
Heavy cotton tariffs and things like that. Slavery was a very minor part of it. And throughout the war and after the war, it was made a big issue to try to make the war seem more justified.
Exactly. And, of course, government has been teaching the history classes ever since then. And so, of course, government has an incentive to teach their essentially revisionist version of history and indoctrinate all the American youth into believing that, oh, it was all about slavery. Well, there was that little Union thing, but that wasn't a big deal. It was slavery. That's why the Civil War happened. And I really, they pound that into you in government high school. And of course, then there's the whole Honest Abe thing, and they really try to paint this guy as being one of the greatest politicians or greatest presidents in American history. And it seems like whenever a government high school history class tells you that there was a great president, you should really question that. You know, usually it's Lincoln, it's FDR, you know, some of the worst presidents in our past, at least if you're looking at it from a pro-freedom perspective, if you're a socialist or a statist, then, yeah, those would be great presidents in your mind. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anders for Midas, December 27, 2007. Gold, 829, 80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10, and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live into your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of stuff, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Lots of fun stuff there. Serious issues, too. You'll find it all. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up anything. Let's go into the email box. This one from Dark Apostrophe. He says, "Hey, happy winter solstice. I'm an anarcho-capitalist. A year ago, I was a socialist, fresh out of government high school." Interestingly enough, Ron Paul attracted our emailer to libertarianism, and Murray Rothbard chased Marx out of my head. Who's been listening to, he says he's been listening to Free Talk Live for a few months now, and I must say, love the show. I listen to it while commuting to work every day. Says you bring up interesting, fascinating, and sometimes disturbing news and discussions with rarely heard, though much needed, viewpoints. Listening about the activism going on over there, from the Free State Project to the secession of the Lakotas, though as we discussed with Russell Means last night from the Lakota Nation, it's not actually a secession, but more than, it's more like just a, them freeing themselves from several treaties and establishing their own nation, because you have to be a
state.
Weren't they
sovereign? I thought Indian reservations were supposedly sovereign anyway.
I think they're more sovereign now that they're essentially tearing up the treaties with the U.S. government. So it's not really secession because they never joined the Union in the first place. Anyway, he says, "It makes me envious. There's only a handful of libertarians here," and I guess here is Norway, as he says here in a moment. He says there's only a handful of libertarians in Norway and a few hundred classical liberals. The rest are adherents of one form of statism or another, predominantly socialism. Your show is definitely a breath of fresh air, and I wish a radio station here in Norway would broadcast it. It'd stir some serious controversy. I don't think that's ever going to be likely to happen, just because, well, I'm pretty sure English isn't the primary language over in Norway, and odds are pretty much against that. It's hard enough to get on a Canadian radio station, let alone anything outside of this country.
Yeah, anywhere they don't speak English as a first language would be tough.
Plus, in a lot of European states, they don't really have talk radio like America does, which is interesting.
Even Canada seems to have a sparse selection. I was trying to see what they have for talk radio in Canada online, and I couldn't find very much besides news.
They have it. There's certainly a lot more of it, I think, towards like the border. Like in, what was it that's across from Detroit? There's some Canadian city right across.
I can't think of it off
Detroit,
the top of my head.
But I think Toronto. I think you'll find it certainly in the larger urban areas of Canada. But even so, I mean, a lot of their content isn't really originally Canadian. They'll take shows like Dr. Joy Brown, sort of apolitical shows that are more advice-y style shows from America, rather than stuff that are, because most American talk radio is Republican/Democrat, and they don't want that in Canada.
Well,
so.
my advice to Free Talk Live listeners in other countries is, if you're not an English-speaking country, start your own podcast and try to do it in wherever you're living.
That's a great idea. And starting a podcast is certainly the way to go, because, again, if there are no talk stations and the radio industry is so heavily regulated to the point where there's only a few people allowed to own stations, it's probably not going to be there probably aren't going to be any talk stations starting soon. I had a guy from Germany email me recently saying he was desperate to get into talk radio, but there's nothing in his country. There's nothing. There are no opportunities. You're a music disc jockey or you're not in radio.
Well, then podcasting is the way to go.
Yeah, it sure is. Anyway, he says, "I wish you the best of luck, blah, blah, blah." He says, I have one question for you. I currently have a full-time job working at an internet service provider's call center. I'm 19 years old and still live with my parents, both of whom work. My father works as a local government bureaucrat, something I've repeatedly criticized him of. Is it immoral for me, he says, to be living in a house that's owned by someone who gets his paycheck from tax money? I currently can't afford to live anywhere else, and I'm saving up money for college and a car. I don't think there's anything immoral about that. I think that there are some people, there's a very, very small segment of the liberty movement that sort of has their nose up in the air about what is and what is not moral.
Well, but they usually drive on public roads and use government sidewalks.
Right. They pay rent, and of course that goes to property
Or use Federal Reserve notes, which fuels the monetary system we
right.
have.
Right. There's just no way in our world today, with government, with its tentacles in virtually everything, I mean everything from birth to death, government is involved in some form or fashion. There's no way to, beyond being a total hermit and living in a log cabin in the middle of the woods somewhere, I mean, beyond completely withdrawing from society, there's no way that you can avoid sending money to the government. And if that's somehow immoral, I mean, I don't get that position. I just don't really understand it. It doesn't seem practical at all. And there's certainly, in my opinion, there's nothing unprincipled about driving on government roads or, you know, doing these things that you have to do to live.
Right, and technically our voices are traveling, in the U.S. anyway, are traveling over government airwaves. It's considered public property, and the FCC licenses and regulates it. So even this is going out across the country through a government-controlled medium.
Exactly. We've got 33 radio stations taking the show. Should I do the moral thing and just shut down, call all my stations and say, that's it, 30 days, we're done, no more Free Talk Live, we're going internet only?
No.
Should I do that? Because would that be moral? And why would it be immoral for us to be on a radio station? What exactly is immoral about that? We're endorsing the power structure or something?
Right, you're not initiating force against anyone, so I don't really see what the deal is.
Free Talk Live has never initiated force. I personally have never initiated force. And you, our emailer here, Dark Apostrophe, you're not initiating force by living in under a roof that happens to be paid for by a bureaucrat. I mean, it's a sensible thing to do. Your poor college kid, you actually haven't even gotten into college yet. He's 19 years old. Nick, you're living with your parents.
I am.
I don't think they're bureaucrats.
They're not bureaucrats.
But would you feel badly about living at their house if they were?
No. No, I don't even necessarily blame, in some more socialized nations, it's even hard to blame people who work for government when that's the only job opportunity there is. I mean, once government gets into it, I would recommend you try to stay in the private sector. There's more money in it anyway if you're good at what you do. But in some cases, there's not much job opportunity outside of the government system in some countries. That's just the way it is. So you got to do the best you can with the circumstances that are workable. I mean, even if the emailer wants to move out, it's wintertime in Norway. You're not going to be able to live without, I mean, unless you move in with someone else who gets their money from the private sector. But it's very difficult to avoid this kind of thing sometimes.
Exactly. So I don't think there's anything immoral about it. But if you disagree, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You know, there's a certain point where you have to participate in the system. As unfortunate as it might be, I don't think that you should feel wrong about it necessarily. I don't think that you should feel unprincipled. It's not like you're on a welfare check. You know, they're not cutting you. The government's not cutting you a welfare check every single month. Your parents just happen to work for the government.
Right. I mean, you're not directly...
run away from home at age 12?
Right. You're not directly mooching. You're not taking money from the system. It's just the money was spent out of the system, and it's there, and it bought something, and you use it. That's really not... It's so indirect.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't worry about it.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything on the way here. How to think like a statist. We'll give you some tips. Take your calls about whatever you want. We've got Ziggy in the UK chiming in on this Pakistan situation. In case you haven't heard, someone's been assassinated. We'll explain on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Life Instruments since 1987.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And next, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there, we give away Shrine of Female listeners included with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. Of course, we've been following the Liberty Dollar case ever since that happened, and we talked about them before that. The government stole all their precious metals. And we had Bernard von Notthaus on the show shortly after that. Of course, we'll have him back on when he's going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum coming up here within the next 2 weeks. So looking forward to that. But one of the things that he's been doing within the last few weeks is setting up this lawsuit that we've been mentioning and that you're welcome to get involved in. But he's been looking for people to contribute money to the lawsuit because they stole everything. I mean, the feds took all of the company's assets. So basically, he's kind of starting from scratch to get this going. And one of the things he did was there was someone who donated just a whole bunch of silver liberties, 1 ounce silver pieces. They're very beautiful. Someone donated them back to the Liberty Dollar organization, essentially. And Bernard has been hallmarking them with a special little handcuff emblem. And he's been selling them out at $30 a piece, which is basically it's a limited edition. Sort of, he's calling it the arrest dollar. So basically, it's a collectible. He's offering up a collectible Liberty dollar in return for you sending a few bucks into, $30 into the lawsuit. And I thought it was a hell of a deal, so I went ahead and sent him $30, and I got my arrest dollar today. And I must say, it looks nice.
Yeah, and you know, if this works out right, it could be, I mean, if they win their case, they can go back into business and keep their assets or be compensated for them. This could actually turn out well for NorFed if they, they've gotten a lot of free advertising in the press, so if the lawsuit pans out and it doesn't cost too much money, maybe they'll bounce back even bigger.
We'll see. You can definitely go and get signed up for the emails at libertydollar.org. We go to your phone calls. Talk to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Right, sad day. And the consequences could be severe.
Okay. You're talking about the assassination of Pakistan opposition leader Benazir Bhutto?
Yes. And this could actually tip Pakistan into civil war.
Hmm.
And let's not forget, Pakistan is a nuclear nation. And, you know, Ron Paul's been warning for ages that Pakistan is a far more dangerous country than Iran. And it is. You know, you've got the, at least with Iran, you have a dictatorship which suppresses the likes of Al-Qaeda. Here, you have a dictatorship which doesn't have any control.
Hmm.
And,
there are a lot of former Taliban did cross over into Pakistan from Afghanistan, and they are still operating there. So,
yeah, but basically, this could have, you know, serious ramifications.
Yeah, I don't really claim to know much at all about what goes on over in the Middle East. So, I mean, basically, as far as I'm concerned, you're my expert.
Now, I did see some footage. That it looked like there was some rioting in the capital.
Yeah, but there has been rioting, and really. The authorities, unfortunately, at this point, need to get on top of it.
Has the army reacted in any way?
Not yet, which is surprising.
Doesn't
mind using the army.
But are they cracking down, or are they siding with the opposition? Because I know in Pakistan, historically, the army has kind of directed the civilian government.
Yeah. We haven't had any news yet. I mean, I've heard that it's been rioting, but that's about it. I guess it's going to take a few days of the dust to settle.
I guess. All I know is that there's money that's being sent, U.S. taxpayer dollars are being sent to Pakistan, and that needs to stop. In fact, all of the foreign aid needs to stop. It just needs to stop to all of the countries around the world.
Especially, it needs to stop to Israel, because that's the main reason Al-Qaeda have been taunting America. Is the support of Israel.
I know. I think that Osama bin Laden has cited a few things, but it's generally the meddling in the Middle East. I mean, it's not just Israel, but also Saudi Arabia and, you know, other forms of aid, USAID dollars being sent over there, dollars and weapons, and of course the CIA meddling around as well has not been helpful. So I think there's probably a variety of reasons, but they all stem from the U.S.'s involvement in that region.
Yeah, exactly, and the British, you know, meddling there as well.
Yeah, it all needs to end, but unfortunately, I don't think anyone's listening to us, Ziggy.
Basically, I heard a liberal say the other day, and this is, you know, the liberals like to say, oh, we believe in a humane foreign policy. They're exactly the same thing as I've heard neocons saying, that, well, we need a presence in the Middle East to secure our oil supply.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I just don't
get it. Well, you know, why can't people get it through their head? Even if the fundamentalists had control of Saudi Arabia, they still need to sell the oil to somebody to make ends meet.
Yeah.
But that's all Saudi Arabia has to offer. Here's a radical idea. Why don't we buy the oil from them?
Right. There's plenty of places you can buy oil from around the world. And if the oil companies want protection, they should hire their own protection instead of having the taxpayers subsidize it. Because essentially, you know, what are you guys paying for gas over there in the UK right now?
I don't drive. It's a lot higher than it is in the States.
Well, right, because our prices are subsidized, because essentially we're not really paying the accurate price at the pump because of all of the the billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, that are being pumped into that region.
Well, our gas is subsidized, and also I believe in the UK a large percentage of the gas price is also taxes.
Tax, sure.
A much higher percentage than ours.
There's 40% tax on petrol, and this is what's even more stupid. Biodiesel's taxed. You know, the government says, well, we've got to be more environmentally friendly, and then they go and tax a renewable energy.
Sure. Well, they don't care about it. They don't really care about saving the environment. They just care about money lining their pockets,
exactly.
And we all know
that. Basically, that showed their cards, you know?
Yep, sure does, Ziggy.
Before I go, I've got a joke for you.
A drug?
No, a joke.
Oh, a joke, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take either one.
What's the most common thing philosophy graduates say in the UK?
The most common?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want fries with that Big Mac?
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We go to John in Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, John. What's on your mind, sir?
You mentioned the folks who are entirely against politicking.
Yes.
That sort of stuff, and you referred to them as having their nose up in the air.
These individuals who will claim that anybody who engages in any sort of politics or in any sort of support of the political system or candidates or whatever are immoral in their mind.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I'm probably a little closer philosophically to them, but I'm not pure at all. And so just so they know that if they're listening, I actually lean towards their direction a little bit more. But
me too.
I don't think they're so. They may be more pure than I, and the argument that I often hear about the roads is that, well, they don't have a choice. They have to get from one place to another. And what has occurred to me fairly recently was, okay, we've heard that argument a bunch of times. How about this for an argument? Do you folks use the post office, and is that necessary?
Yeah, I don't imagine that that they're going to take every single envelope that they might send and send it with a $10... you know, trackable UPS ground shipping.
Right. And now I'm not trying to cause any hard feelings with this. I'm just trying to cause them to give a little bit of thought. Don't give people a hard time. They know that I am closely with them on this issue. But, you know, there's a lot of room in the middle there.
You know, it really just seems to be more of an intellectual spat more than anything else. It doesn't seem to really be affecting anyone's real-life connections. It just seems to this controversy of, you know, are you immoral for participating in politics only really seems to exist on the Internet right now.
Well, maybe
that's a good thing.
Maybe if I bring up this issue about the post office, they can help to find an even better solution than the road issue where it's, you know, it's necessary for us to go from one place to another.
Very good,
okay,
John.
Okay, fine.
Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com. And buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Nick.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So go ahead and get all your shopping done. Get what you need for life, whether it be used or new, in 41 categories. Get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a cut. So we just got off the phone with John in Salem, New Hampshire, talking about sort of this elitist mentality that has been slowly spreading through some of the individuals in the liberty movement. And if you listened to the show before, you know that we're unabashed libertarians on Free Talk Live. We love freedom. We think that in general, there's very little that the government can do that's worthwhile. I happen to want to get rid of it entirely. Nick, you're somebody that wants to keep it around for a very bare minimum sort of janitorial purpose, if you will, just taking care of a few things like roads and what?
Well, roads.
You know,
roads are
roads
a question. In principle, no. I think we should work towards that. I don't know if we can do it overnight, but
right.
I'm basically a defense and justice system. What I think we basically need to
got it
to make do. So,
you know, generally we're a very pro liberty show, and when we get on the air and we start talking about things that are exciting to us, like, well, I don't know, the Ron Paul campaign. We started out by talking about that at the beginning of this hour because Ron Paul, and what the example I used was that he's been telling the truth about Abraham Lincoln on the national news media, and people getting very upset about that. I mean, essentially what Ron Paul's doing is he's being an iconoclastic presidential candidate. He's shattering all kinds of myths and illusions, and that to me is very valuable. I think it's wonderful that he's out there doing that and not, you know, I think he maybe backs down on a few issues, but in general, he's very, very forthcoming with his pro-liberty viewpoint, and I think it's a healthy thing, but yet we get criticized, Nick, for even talking about him. There are some people that say that, you know, we're unprincipled for even discussing Ron Paul or lending any support to him.
Well, as we just heard in that email, we now have an anarcho-capitalist, another one in the world, who found out about libertarianism
right
through Ron Paul and went from socialism to anarcho-capitalism. So I have never bought the argument that Ron Paul's campaign is going to destroy
damage
the libertarian
right
movement. Some people say it's going to co-opt it into this sort of Republican. So I don't I don't think that's where it's going at all.
I see where their concern is coming from. I think that some of the people that are principled, you know, voluntarists or free marketeers, people that have rejected the government entirely, I think some of them look back at their history and they say, and they look back at however many years it's been. For me, it took 7 years for me to get to where I am today, to slowly move through, you know, move down the path to liberty and reject the state and reject the government in various different ways and finally really come to understand principle and come to understand the concepts that we talk about on this show. So I think that a lot of them look back and, you know, they've been at it for 7, 10, 15, 20 years. You know, many of them, it took a couple of decades to get to where they are today. And I think they look back at that and they're frustrated. You know, they would have loved to have found some sort of instant panacea, some sort of cure that would just take them from socialist instantaneously to, you know, free marketeer or voluntarist, anarcho-capitalist, whatever you want to talk about. So from go to socialist to pure libertarian in one single step. I think that they envision that there should be something like that, that they are frustrated that there isn't, that they want to get people here as soon as they possibly can, here, that is to our mentality, as soon as they possibly can, and it bothers them that there might be some stumbling blocks around, you know, on the road there for other people. And I understand that frustration, but I think it's something that most people have to go through. Should there be, you know, some sort of magical thing, you know, some sort of radio show that you can turn people on to, or a DVD that they can watch that will just instantaneously convert them? Sure, it'd be nice. I don't think that exists, though, because I think that if you take someone with a statist mentality, a pro-government mentality, and you instantly expose them to a true, pure libertarian thought process, that they will reject it, that they won't even consider it as reasonable at all. And I think that there has to be some steps in between there. At least that's how it worked for me.
Right. I don't think people completely change their worldview overnight. It happens every once in a while. You'll hear of someone who does, maybe in politics or a religious conversion, but it's very rare. Most people come to their worldview over a number of years, and they gradually figure out what they think about things.
Can we accelerate the process? Yes, I think so. I think that the Internet is going to be the major factor in that acceleration, and certainly the Internet is going to help expose people to a wider variety of opinions and a wider variety of viewpoints, especially in the libertarian movement as well. Whereas before, you know, 20 years ago, you would have to happen to know someone who was a libertarian who happened to tell you about liberty, and you would have to be somehow interested in it and go and, you know, do your own study by finding the books that someone might have recommended that you find. And that's a long process just on its own. All of that's been cut out today by the Internet. Now you literally can just stumble onto something like the Ron Paul campaign and have your concepts challenged, have your paradigm shifted a little bit. Not all at once, but slowly. And I think that's valuable. And so I think what Ron Paul's campaign is doing is valuable in that he's that sort of beacon of liberty out there. Yes, he's not 100% libertarian. He's not, you know, a purist. Okay, I understand that. But it's something. It's something to shake people from their sleep, if you will.
And if you want, it would be a market improvement. I think most libertarians would take a Ron Paul administration over any of the other guys in a heartbeat.
So.
I think part of the bitterness and resentment there comes from guys who have been in the LP for many, many years. And they're seeing the Ron Paul campaign do more
than the LP's
than
ever
the LP
done
has
in 30
done.
Years.
Right. I mean, it's what the LP has tried to run campaigns, they'll get people to think. And they just, because of the two-party system and other factors, namely because they don't really pick very electable people, they don't get far enough along to have anybody actually take a look at them. And I think there is some resentment about that somebody running as a Republican has managed to bring more people to liberty probably than the last number of LP campaigns.
I think you're probably right about that, but I think that's silly. I think that sort of level of resentment for that reason is sort of, it's political based. It's party based. Like, well, our party's been working hard for 30 years and we should have our candidate getting attention like Ron Paul is.
But I think
it doesn't work that way.
I think it's understandable though, because when you go into the LP, it's usually because you're disgusted with the Republicans and the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
and you think everyone else is offering pretty much the same statism. And the LP is the only thing that offers something different. And 99.9% of the time that's true, but you have to be open-minded enough to remember that every once in a while there'll be a Republican like Ron Paul who is actually talking about getting back to the Constitution, getting closer to a true libertarian country. And you have to remember that just because they have an R next to their name doesn't mean they believe the same things as other Republicans.
Right. And I think that anybody that's feeling that way should really look at... It may seem on the surface that the Libertarian Party has only just barely had an effect in the national politics, and that might be true as far as voting totals and that sort of thing are concerned. But there's also an incalculable level of effect that they've had in that the different campaigns over the years, Harry Brown, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul in 1988, all of these different Libertarian campaigns have been effective in that they have helped bring people into the Liberty movement. Many of those people are now active with the Ron Paul campaign because it's very clear to anybody that's paying attention that he's the best chance, at least politically, that Liberty activists have had ever. And so it totally makes sense that they're focusing there. But I think that, you know, the Libertarian Party's contribution has not been for naught. I think there have been a lot of people that have been brought into the movement as a result of their campaigns, and I'm one of them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think without an active LP, I don't think we would have we wouldn't have much of a libertarian movement. It
right.
would be a handful of intellectuals. I mean, America, or the United States, more so than most other places in the world, does actually have a libertarian movement. One that's somewhat viable.
Yeah.
And many people in Europe, I know, say they don't know of any libertarians. Those ideas aren't floating around. And I think without the LP, we'd be much more like a lot of countries in Europe. We wouldn't have that viewpoint out there. It's pretty much almost a mainstream viewpoint. The word will come up anyway.
Right. And at the same time, I also understand the frustration a lot of people have with the Libertarian Party. I'm one of those people. I used to be a contributor. Not anymore. I haven't been for years because, in my opinion, they have strayed from their original purpose, and that was to be the party of principle, the party that, you know, to join, you had to reject the initiation of force for political and social goals. And it just seems like, again, it's politics, so these things happen, and that's why politics is dirty and despicable, but they've been essentially hijacked by a group of unprincipled individuals that wants to sort of water down the libertarian message. And I, as somebody who is principled, I consider that offensive, and so I've withdrawn my support from the party. I think that's sad, but more on the way. You can take control. We'll talk about how to think like a statist and take your calls about anything. Hour 2's coming up.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.